Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up.
Are you sure you can't stay?
Well, we'd love to, but Lionel and I are meeting friends for dinner.
Yeah, these days dinner is one of the three most important things in Jenny's life.
Oh, yeah, what are the other two? Breakfast and lunch?
Now, Lionel, you know that isn't true. I only had one meal today.
Really?
Yeah, I'm still having it.
So long, Florence.
Goodbye. You kids have a nice time.
Oh, we will. After dinner, Lionel's taking me to see Love Story.
Love Story? That's been on TV 3 times.
I know, but love means never having to say I've seen it already.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Lionel. When women are pregnant, you gotta pamper them.
That's right. You do. Wait a minute. How did you pamper me?
Come on, we did it plenty of times. Don't you remember when you were pregnant and I came home and found you scrubbing the kitchen floor on your hands and knees?
That's right. He went right out and bought me a mop.
Good night.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, I thought you two were having dinner with Peggy and Steve.
We are, as a matter of fact. They're waiting for us right now at Minnelli's.
Minnelli's? Jenny, you ain't gonna like it there. They got the smallest portions in town.
Oh, yeah, I know. But they also have the biggest booths.
Bye, honey.
Take care.
Take care.
Okay.
Hey, what are you two doing tonight?
Nothing.
Good. I'd like you to come up to our place.
Sorry, we're busy.
Huh? You just said we weren't doing anything.
Yeah, I know, but I forgot I gotta stay home and help Florence water the plants.
Two of my friends from high school are coming over. We haven't been together in 25 years.
25 years? I wonder what my old high school friends are doing.
Well, if they like you, they're probably still in high school.
Well, that's a lot better than your friends.
What friends?
I rest my case.
Well, see you around 8, Louise.
Sure. No way.
Oh, come on, George. It'll be fun. Wayne and Donna will only be in town for a few days.
Oh, are they here on business or pleasure?
Well, a little of both. They're here for the fight at the Garden on Sunday. Wayne's a part owner of K.O. Coolidge.
Your friend owns K.O. Coolidge, the fighter?
Well, he just owns a piece of him.
Oh, yeah? Well, look, you better hurry up and get upstairs and get things ready. We'll be up there at 7:30.
George! Helen said 8.
Please, we need time to talk. Helen ain't seen her friends in 25 years.
But you've never seen them.
Right, we got a lot to catch up on. See you later.
Bye.
All right.
George, what are you up to?
Look, Weezy, that fight has been sold out for weeks. You know how long I try to get tickets?
George, I don't want you nagging them for fight tickets.
I'm not gonna nag nobody. I'll just say something subtle. Like, you know, man, it's been weeks since I've seen a good busted nose.
George, you are not using your friendship with Helen to get tickets.
Of course I ain't. Helen and me ain't friends.
Can you believe we used to look like this?
Ooh, yeah. Hey, isn't that Martha Hobbs?
Oh, it sure is. Ooh. Will you look at her standing next to her father's Cadillac?
Look at the size of that hog.
Oh, come on. Martha doesn't look that heavy.
I'm talking about the car. See, a Cadillac's called a hog because it hogs the road.
Oh.
Hey, how
How about a toast to the good old days?
Good idea. Good idea. Hey, I got one.
Ooh, all right.
I've laid in the ghetto, cold and numb. I fought with the rats and the roaches some. Worked 60-hour weeks and never got no raise. So how come we call them the good old days?
Right on. Amen. I heard that.
Cheers.
Smooth as the devil's tongue.
Smooth as a three-cushion bank shot.
Smooth as the hand of a deacon.
Smooth as a... cheers. Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, no, I will. You guys go ahead and chat.
Okay.
Oh, well, so you and Helen went to school together.
Yeah, we had some great times.
Yeah, weekends, the three of us used to get together and really cook.
Oh, yes. Helen's always been a marvelous cook. You ought to try her lasagna.
No, Tom, not cook on the stove, cook on the dance floor.
Oh, the dance floor, of course. I do a mean samba.
Donna and Wayne Tompkins, Louise and George Jefferson.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
How are you?
All right.
Helen's told us a lot about you. I understand that you're both from Harlem.
Oh, yeah, but we fought our way out of there, right?
Hey, everybody, why don't we all sit down?
Yes, sure.
So, you're from uptown, too?
Yeah.
So, you ever been to Minton's on 118th?
What? Oh, Minton's? Sure. George and I used to go there all the time.
You remember the night we went to hear Dizzy Gillespie?
Girl, what are you talking about? I can still hear that bebop in my sleep.
Yeah, when I used to go to Minton's, I used to do the Dola. Y'all remember that? Huh? That was my specialty. And my specialty was pretending I didn't know him.
I'm sorry. Now you're cooking.
Feeling better.
Come on, Donna.
Hey, let's go, girls.
Oh, why not?
Come on, Tom.
All right.
Man, that brings back memories.
Yeah, you know, Minton's reminds me of boxing.
Boxing?
Yeah. I used to always go there before the fights. I love boxing.
Really? I'm a boxing fan myself.
No.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm part owner of K.O. Coolidge. He's fighting at the Garden this weekend.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that.
Yeah. You know, since you're a fight fan and everything, I was thinking maybe you... Nah.
No, go on, hey.
Okay, would you like to... I don't think you'd want...
I would ask.
Okay, you want to bet on the fight?
Yeah.
What? I was just trying to drum up a little business.
Oh, Wayne, you always were a hustler.
You think he's bad now? You should have seen this boy when I met him. In his shark skin suit and velvet sky.
Sky?
That means hat, Tom.
Oh, of course it does. Would anyone like another drink?
You think I was flashy? You should have seen Donna. She start Tuesday getting dressed for Saturday night. And the way she looked all five of them days came back proud.
Well, I tried. But I didn't look like nothing compared to you. Walking around with all that pomade in your hair.
Yeah, I remember. That stuff gave my hair so many waves it made me seasick. Man, what we suffered through.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Yeah. I used to have a cowlick. I remember I used to paste it down and it would pop up. I'd paste it down again. It would pop up again. I must have gone through 20 cans of wild root.
When I first met George, he had a process.
But it didn't work. So I came back to Brill Cream. A little dab will do you?
Oh,
George, I never knew you conked your hair.
But even that didn't work.
Yeah, George wanted to look like Duke Ellington, yeah. But he ended up looking like Mom's Maple.
All my friends called me Alfalfa.
Duke Ellington. Helen, remember the night we went to Birdland to hear him?
Do I ever? We snuck in.
Yeah, we used to sneak in a lot of places, too. Especially the fights, when I didn't have no ticket.
Man, we got away with murder, didn't we?
I used to do some sneaky things when I was young, too. A friend of mine worked at the country club, and sometimes we'd sneak onto the tennis courts and play for free. One day, we played three sets without getting caught. Oh, were we crazy?
You know, speaking of Birdland, do you still have that great old Charlie Parker record that was made there?
Oh, I think so. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Then come on in the living room and I'll play it for you.
What's it called?
Oh, Scrapper from the Apple. Girl, it is my all-time favorite.
Wait a minute, Helen. Your favorite? I didn't know that.
Well, Tom, I haven't played it in years.
Oh. Come on, Will.
Oh, no, thanks, George. You go ahead.
What's wrong with you? You look like you're in another world.
From another world is more like it. Oh.
Well, whatever world you're from, you look like you just swallowed it. Oh, it's you, Willis.
Oh, hi, George. What's happening?
I'll tell you what ain't happening, this conversation.
Oh, wait a minute, George. I've got a problem.
Well, stop eating so much.
I'm serious, George. It's about Helen and her friends. You see, being with the three of them last night made me feel so so white.
Well, then go out and buy a sun lamp.
Now, let me explain, George. All of a sudden, I feel that Helen is missing something, some happiness because of me. So I need your help.
What do you want me to do, teach you how to be black?
Oh, could you?
You're jiving. You're not jiving. Okay, Willis. Great. If you want me to make you black, I'll make you black.
Oh, great. Where do we start?
Well, first you got to go out and buy 5 cans of spray paint.
Oh, George, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Make it 10 cans.
Oh, George.
Well, Willis, what the hell do you expect me to do? This is the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life.
Please, George, I'd do anything if you'll help me.
Anything?
Yeah.
Okay, if you get Helen's friends down here tonight so I can ask Wayne for a ticket for the fight, I'll help you be black. Is it a deal?
It's a deal. Brother!
Hold it. You might be heavy, but you ain't my brother.
I've already done some research. See? The Dictionary of Black Language.
Forget it, Willis. Look, soul ain't something they can put in a book.
Well, sure it is, George. It's page 58, I think. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Soul, a spirit undetectable by thought or mental observation.
You really think that's going to help you?
If I'm lying, then grits aren't groceries.
Say what?
I mean, grits ain't groceries.
Oh, look. Forget the book, Willis. Come on, let's start over here. I'm going to teach you some things that you can't learn in the book. Okay, first, take a look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Everything you see is wrong.
Even my sweater, it's brand new.
Never mind that. Let me see you walk.
Oh, sure. Where to?
Just back and forth right here. I want to check out your style.
All right.
Style none. Okay, hold it, Willis. I've seen enough. Look, the main thing, if you want to be black, is you got to be cool. Everything you do, do it cool. Now stand back.
I see. You have to shake it about a bit.
Right, right. Now don't stand there like a fool. Follow me and be cool. See? Put some dip in your hip. Put
am I doing?
Hey, beautiful. Walk it on out. Come on, walk it on. Yes?
Very funny, George.
Come on, Willis, that's part of your lesson. Look, to be black, you got to have a sense of humor.
I think I could understand that. I mean, we should all look for the brighter side of life, because without some kind of optimistic viewpoint, our minds would tend to stagnate.
That's another thing. White people talk too much. That ain't cool.
Oh, well, what do black people do?
Well, we got a kind of shorthand. See, because we're so much smarter than you are, we don't need as many words to say the same thing.
I didn't realize that.
Sure. Okay, two white dudes meeting on the street who haven't seen each other for a while. Say, hey there, how are you? Fine, thank you. And yourself? Sensational. How's business? Oh, I can't complain. Swell. Things are going smoothly with me, too. Ah, glad to hear that. Well, see you later. Bye. Let's have lunch sometime. Okay? Now, two black dudes saying the same thing. Hey, bro, say blood. What's happening? Nothing to it. I heard that later. Solid. Hey.
That's fascinating.
See, Willis, all these years you've been talking like a chump.
Yeah, George, I guess I have.
No, see? Hold it right there. Now, you just let me call you a chump. That ain't cool. If you were black, you wouldn't let me get away with that.
Well, I'm not sure I understand.
Look, Willis, we don't let nobody get the best of us. If somebody sounds on you, you sound back on them one better. We think on our feet. Here, look, I'll show you what I mean. Florence, your cooking tastes like dog food.
That's because I'm cooking for a chihuahua.
See, Willis, that's all there is to it. Chump.
Oh, I think I understand. Turkey.
Hey, that's good, Willis. Lay five on me.
Sure, George. Have you got change for a 20?
Oh, this is really a nice surprise. I'm so glad you all dropped by.
Look, it just goes to prove what I always said, Weezy. You cannot keep fight fans apart. Right, Wayne?
Wonder what's keeping Tom.
Yeah, and he seems so anxious for us all to get together again.
He should be here any minute. He said he had to pick something up at the store.
What? Why didn't he tell me he was going to the store? He could have picked up a copy of my boxing magazine. Come on. I want to see if they printed my letter to the editor about adding more seats to the garden, you know?
Hey, bro.
Tom, what's that on your head?
What? Oh, this. While I was out, I picked up a new sky.
So you're really looking bad tonight, Tom.
Bad? Oh, bad. Right. Thanks, bro.
Hey, Sublime Willis.
Great blood.
Hey, by the way, Louise. Thanks for having us over to your crib. You know how much Helen and I enjoy shaking it up with you and my main man.
Tom, why don't you get me another glass of wine?
Well, right on, baby. But first, give me a little taste of that brown sugar.
Tom, what in the hell do you think you're doing?
I believe the term is strutting your stuff.
No, Tom. The term is making an ass of yourself.
Oh, yeah? Well, you cook like a chihuahua. Your mama.
I'm strutting your stuff into the other room. And take that off!
Hey, easy with the scar!
Okay, Tom, you are up to something. Now, what is it?
No, Helen, not what is it. What it is, what it is.
Tom!
Oh, Helen, I was just trying to fit in.
Where? Bellevue?
No, with you and your friends.
Oh, I see. So good old Master Tom thought that he would entertain the colored folks with an honest-to-goodness down-home plantation minstrel show.
Oh, Helen, you don't understand.
I understand perfectly. You were patronizing my friends.
Patronizing them? I was just talking their language.
What do you mean, their language?
Well, they're black.
Well, so am I, but you never acted like that around me.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Tom, what are you talking about?
Oh, I saw what a good time you were having last night, and, well, I want you to be able to have fun like that with me.
Look, are you saying that we don't have fun together?
No, but last night made me realize what I've done to you.
Done to me?
Yes, Helen. I've kept you from being black.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Oh, I don't mean from looking black. I've kept you from being black.
Look, Tom, you haven't kept me from anything. I am black, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, I know that, Helen.
Listen,
but...
Tom. Look, there are a lot of people in this world who see you and me as being different. But I never thought that you were one of them. Look, remember when you asked me to marry you? You told me love is colorblind. And you were right. I loved you then, Tom, and I love you now just the way you are.
Oh, Helen, I love you, too. Oh, hey, Helen.
Yes, dear.
You'll always be my main squeeze.
Right on.
Excuse me, everybody, but Helen and I were just talking, and I'm sorry I acted so silly tonight. I was just trying to fit in, but I made a big mistake.
No, Tom, we made the mistake. We acted even worse. Last night, we made you feel like an outsider in your own home.
Yeah, Tom, Wayne's right. We're really sorry.
Tell you what, Tom, I got one extra ticket to the fight tomorrow night. How about you joining us and we'll get better acquainted?
Well,
Come on, Willis.
Well, actually, Wayne, I think my friend George would probably enjoy the fight more.
Well, whatever you say. George, I'd love to have you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Wayne. Hey, what do you think of my man Willis here? He's not such a bad guy. Well, honky.
A honky, George?
Well, you ain't no brother. A brother wouldn't have been caught dead doing that white bread waddle you was doing here tonight.
Well, George, I may be a honky, but I'm no fool. Wayne, I think I'd like to go to that fight after all.
Hey, Willis, what are you talking about?
You heard me.
Hey, Willis, but you my bro. You my main man. How about it, for old time's sake? What do you say?
You're begging, George, and that ain't cool.